success. You know, educating young people. That's what we try and do. That's the overall goal. And we need you to help us get to that goal. The goal this week is $60,000 in fundraising. And that helps us move closer to all of those other beautiful ideas we can express through the radio. Call us now, 204-774-6877. Online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. Very easy to pledge. Just go to the website, ckuw.ca. There's a donate link near the top. And you'll see all the options there. Theo called in, $180 pledge. Thank you. He'll be receiving the CKUW hoodie and some friends cards. Those friends cards, useful for discounts at various places around town. Not only music stores, also the Cinematheque. You know, the little art theater down in the Exchange District, bringing in wonderful documentaries and movies. Much like music, of course, it's never been easier to find a movie to watch, except that not everything's online. Much like the music you can hear on CKUW, there's no profit motive to put some of these things up on the internet. They exist in private collections, in the collection that CKUW has, 30,000 CDs, thousands of LPs. Preserving that collection, keeping it organized, that's part of our mission. It's not free. Even digital music that we've received, you know, we need a little server, a couple terabytes of storage. You want to have that backed up and redundant. The box we're using right now is about 5 years old. It needs replacement. That's a $2,000 hit. We had some equipment blow up a week or so ago. Not really explode, but it's ceased working. Cut off our transmission line. That's $1,000. These expenses come up, and they're not cheap. You know, every little piece of equipment at the station has to be made to sort of a professional level. It's being used by 100 different people. It's on 24/7. And it costs real money to replace that. So 204-774-6877. Help us meet our budget. It doesn't take a lot. You don't have to pledge at the hoodie level. A $35 donation is wonderful. Greatly appreciated. Every dollar moves us closer to our goal. Please, make a commitment now. Don't wait. Get up. Make that call. Use your phone. fundrive.ckuw.ca. Very, very easy to do and convenient. You can split a pledge up over multiple months. On the foundation website, it's called the payment plan. And you'll still get the thing. You know, if you want the t-shirt, $75 pledge, split it up over 10 months, $750 a month. You get the t-shirt in March. And every month, you contribute a little bit more to CKUW. That helps us out a lot. We love to see it, so please, go now, fundrive.ckuw.ca. We'll return to the Viewpoints show. This is brought to us by, it's time now for Bridging the Gap. Let's return to that in progress.
Silver linings, there's no point. Here, Hey there, welcome back. We're going to continue our show with breaking the punishment cycle.
I have a great question here from a parent, and I think many of us can relate to it. It says, how do I discipline my child without constantly punishing them? I feel like I'm always the bad guy, and it's so exhausting. I remember one summer I was a camp counselor. This was back in the day when I was quite a bit younger, and I had this cabin filled with rowdy boys. I remember my heart racing as I tried everything I could to get them under control. Eventually, I went into full dictator mode. I had them walking in lines. I had them standing up straight. I had them following every order. At least I thought I did, because eventually they stopped listening again. And I felt like such a failure, and it got me thinking, were punishments even effective? After this camp experience, I started looking into what the research actually said about punishments. And it said that punishments only work in the short term and can actually lead to resentment or rebellion in the long run. Often I see this with parents. They get caught up in what I came to call a punishment cycle, where punishments work for a short time and then they stop working, and the punishments actually need to be increased in order to see the effect again. Looking back at my time at camp as a counselor, I realized that I actually had fallen into this very cycle. Punishments were working for a short time, but then they failed. And I think that's what this mom is describing in this question, this feeling of always having to punish. And unfortunately, it leads to terrible outcomes like anxiety, depression, rebellion, and even hatred towards parents. Not only does the research confirm this, but scripture also provides guidance about how we should approach discipline with children. In Ephesians 6:4, it says that we need to be careful about provoking our children to wrath. There are, of course, times when kids are going to get upset. But I believe that the Lord knows how easy it is to get caught up in this kind of punishment cycle and knows what it does to kids. There are three main steps for getting out of a punishment cycle. And the first one is coping. When you're in a punishment cycle and you're seeing your child misbehave again and again, it can cause a huge amount of anger. And when they turn and say hateful things, it can cause a lot of fear and guilt. The whole thing wears you down over time. Unfortunately, when you're in these big feelings, it's hard to make good decisions as a parent, and it can cause you to react strongly. So whether through prayer, self-care, professional help, taking care of yourself first to be able to manage those moments is so important. I think this is what happened to me at camp. I had such big feelings. I was so afraid of the kids and their behavior, and those feelings made me desperate in the moment, and it also made me harsh. The second step in overcoming this cycle is connecting. Before doing any kind of work with a child as a psychologist, I work on building a connection. Often, if you're in a punishment cycle, you lose touch with your kids, and daily life becomes about controlling behavior rather than about actually building a relationship. Without a connection, discipline becomes challenging and hollow. Remember, kids are more likely to respond positively if they feel loved and understood. This could be as simple as taking a moment to talk with your child about their day or play the game that they like. I remember that after I connected more with the kids at camp, I actually began enjoying them more, and all of a sudden discipline became more of a minor thing in our relationship. The third and last big step in getting out of the punishment cycle is positivity. And if you've taken care of yourself and worked on your relationship with your child, it may actually start to feel like being positive is possible. When we're in a good place, relationships are filled with rewards like smiles, hugs, and positive comments, and these moments, unlike punishments, help create lasting change. But remember, the positivity must be genuine. It can't feel transactional, like you're rewarding an employee for a task. It has to be based in a relationship. The research shows that this kind of positivity creates a change that lasts. There's so much more to say about these steps, and I hope to make more videos in the future with more details. Thank you for watching, and I hope you found this video helpful. If you did, don't forget to like and subscribe for more faith-based insights on parenting and mental health. Until next time, God bless you and your family.
You're tuning in to CKUW 95.9 FM during our fun drive. We're enjoying your company. I hope you appreciated what you just heard, because there is some insight. Very thankful to be able to bring you Dr. Cyrus on a weekly basis here at 10:30 a.m. every Thursday And we have lots of great shows that we've put together over the years. I sometimes have to pinch myself when I think about how happy I am to get to connect, as well as getting to share local artists with you, like Brandon Post. You'd heard earlier the song Noise. Now I'm going to share a brand new release he's just made called Sunday Serenade. And while you're listening, please give us a call for Fun Drive with your donation at 204-774-6877.
It's pounding at church. Well, it ain't the first time I've sat in this pew and heard. Oh, it's a lonesome, hollow sound. Everybody's praise is ringing out, ringing out. My head's pounding at church. Hurting who I love. There's this broken thing in me. I keep trying to fill it up.
Say a big thanks. Thank you for listening. It's been so good to get to share these very meaningful times with you. I love being here at CKUW, and it's because you're making it possible. Your gift really matters that volunteers get to keep doing this for you. And I want to encourage a specific donation amount right now for you to consider. $75, you will get the incentive of one of our really cool vintage t-shirts. So many fun designs to choose from this year. Jump on to ckuw.ca/donate. You'll be able to figure out exactly what level you're interested in, but I would encourage that t-shirt as an incentive. They'll be available to be picked up at the end of March. And more information is available there at ckuw.ca/donate, or you can call and get the information that way at 204-774-6877. Thank you. Here's Emily Ann Roberts with Easy Does It.
I thought I was built to crash, and that's just the way it was. Thought every fire had to burn, and it ain't real if it don't hurt. Took me way too long to learn the making and breaking up. Well, sure give you a rush, but easy does and dishes easy. Holds my hand easy, don't make me question where on earth he stands. Showed me that easy does it. You don't cuss, you don't keep score, and when I do, you say, what's that for? I know you're mine, you know I'm yours, how could I ever ask for more? When easy does the dishes easy, holds my hand. Showed me that easy does it. Yeah, easy does it. It's simple, almost too simple, but you're making me believe little by little. Easy means it's working, easy means it's right. Easy is the hardest thing in this whole world to find. Easy does the dishes easy, holds my hand easy, don't make me question where on earth he stands. I've tried love the hard way, but it added up to nothing. Kiss by kiss, you flip the script, yeah, you showed me that easy does it.
Strange how my heart beats to find.
You've been listening to songs from Enya's Watermark album. Thanks for tuning in for Fun Drive today. Your donation really does matter. Please call in at 204-774-6877. 204-774-6877.